Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 21st and our Bible reading portion is the second book of Kings, chapters 22 to 25. Outward reform begins with inward renewal. In 2 Kings chapter 22 verses 1 and 2 we read like this. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. At the tender age of 8, Josiah became the king of Judah. He obeyed God with undivided devotion and initiated sweeping reforms in the land. Throughout his godly leadership of 31 years, Josiah followed the Lord with his whole heart and led his people wisely. His own spiritual passion began to influence Judah and eventually brought about widespread public reforms. After ruling for 10 years, while Josiah was still a teenager, he sent some people to the high priest to speed up the work of repairing the temple. While clearing the rubble, the high priest found the book of the law. Shaphan the scribe thereafter read the word of God to the young king. How did the king react? We read in verse number 11 of 2 Kings chapter 22 like this. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. His heart was tender and he had an inner transformation when he heard the word of God. In fact, Josiah humbled himself before God and quickly sent people to Huldah, the prophetess, to discern God's plan for them. He then made a covenant before God to follow the Lord, keep all the commandments, and do exactly what God's word required them to do. This was the beginning of a drastic spiritual reform that spread throughout the land of Judah and that caused the following statement to be written about King Josiah. In 2 Kings chapter 23 verse 25, now before him there was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses, nor after him any arise like him. There is a key principle that we can learn from Josiah's life. Outward reform begins with inward renewal. Josiah experienced a personal change in his life before he could implement public change. It all began with a personal renewal, which initiated personal transformation in King Josiah's life. This resulted in him implementing public changes and spiritual reforms in his area of influence and realm of power. For us too, everything begins with a personal inward renewal and a transformation so that we can obey God's perfect will in our lives. May this be God's counsel for us today, as is written in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.